The word bioluminescence comes from bio, meaning life, and lumen, meaning light. Bioluminescent organisms really do exist, and they have the ability to glow almost like magic, just like in the movie Avatar. Many of these organisms use their natural ability to produce light to trick predators. Others glow to attract mates, and some even use light to communicate. This phenomenon is a result of a light-emitting pigment where the light energy is released by a chemical reaction. So it's really amazing and beautiful to observe. The diversity of creatures with this ability is equally astonishing, from algae and aquatic plant life to fireflies and other deep sea dwelling creatures that are rarely seen by humans. Glowworms, that's a common name for a various group of insect larvae and adult larvae form females that glow through bioluminescence, and many of them may sometimes resemble worms, but they're actually insects. And the glow they produce through, again, a chemical reaction is very efficient, incredibly efficient. And nearly 100% of the energy input is turned into light. And you can compare that to the best light-emitting diodes at just 24%. So Australia and New Zealand have some of the most spectacular caves, huge caverns, where you can go on guided tours and witness this natural phenomenon up close. Really beautiful. The glowing mushrooms are just wondrous. They're some of my favorite. Why do you think the mushrooms emit light? Why do they glow? Out of about 100,000 documented fungal species, only 75 are known to glow. So experiments were conducted to determine why. And according to these studies, which are referenced in my book, in dark environments, bioluminescent fungi seem to be at an advantage by attracting insects and other arthropods that could help disperse their spores. So this is especially true in places with little or no wind, such as dark caves and caverns. The idea that our planet consists of a hollow or honeycombed interior is not new at all. Some of the oldest cultures speak of civilizations inside of vast cavern cities deep within the bowels of the earth. Many Buddhist, Hindu traditions claim that there are secret tunnels that connect the surface, places like Tibet, with subterranean paradises. And they call this legendary underworld Agartha. In India, this underground oasis is best known by its Sanskrit name, Shambhala, thought to mean place of tranquility. Mythologies throughout the world, from North and South America to Europe to the Arctic, they all describe numerous entrances to these fabled inner kingdoms. Many occult organizations, esoteric authors, secret societies, they all concur with these ancient myths and legends of some sort of subterranean habitation where the inhabitants are the remnants of antediluvian civilizations such as Atlantis, Lemuria, Hyperborea, which sought refuge these hollow cavities, caverns inside the earth. Assuming that the myths are true and the earth is at least partially hollow, how could life survive underground? Where are the entrances to inner earth? And if it's inhabited, who lives there? Which races live on the inside? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist. I'm exploring these questions and attempting to unlock their riddles, most of which have totally eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. So I hope you'll join me in exploring the mysteries of inner earth.